Now, order. Just order, all of you.
I'm afraid that the Bennetts are on their last warning.
National Party benchmates David and Paula Bennett put on notice by the Speaker, Margaret Wilson, struggling to control an especially noisy question time.
How much?
Order!
How much?
Or members will be leaving the chamber.
Order restored, the Speaker invited Health Minister David Cunliffe to clarify the answer that caused the uproar.
Madam Speaker, the member may attempt to become the sand in this oyster, but I'm afraid the grain is too small.
Mr. Cunliffe was made to clarify that answer, which was in response to a question from his national shadow, Tony Ryle, about the crisis at Wellington Hospital, while his leader, John Key, led off the Wednesday general debate with this allegation.
The Trevor Mallard was wrong. You see, Trevor Mallard, Madam Speaker, used parliamentary privilege to defame Aaron Lee. Trevor Mallard wouldn't make those statements outside the House, and the Prime Minister wouldn't make those statements outside the House because they knew they would be sued.
Mr. Key had earlier accused Helen Clark of misleading the House on what Trevor Mallard had said about an Environment Ministry's communications consultant, but the Speaker reminded him that the debating chamber was not the place to raise that sort of complaint.
The members raised a matter of privilege, and this is not the appropriate way to raise it. There is another way, and if the member wishes to raise it, he should. And it's certainly not for the Speaker to judge the accuracy of member statements in this House, otherwise there'd be no end.
But Mr. Key and the shadow leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, continued to press the point, eventually drawing a sharper response from Margaret Wilson.
I don't know how many times I can say this. This is a matter of privilege. There is a process to follow. This is not the process. I do not want to hear any more points of order on this particular point. There is nothing more to be said. Happy to receive communications from members in the appropriate way.
Mr. Key, meanwhile, continued his attack in the general debate.
Trevor Mallard, the little puppy who looked down the camera and said to New Zealanders, forgive me because I punched Toe Henare. I was under stress and it was all not going well. And is now pleading not guilty. This is the same guy that the very first opportunity came to this House and he defamed Erin Lee to the point that she can't get a job. And yesterday, this is what the Prime Minister of New Zealand had to say about that behaviour. It was rather mild by Trevor's standards. You see, it was. That's right, it was. He didn't actually physically punch her. That's what he normally does. He just verbally punched her.
That's right.
He verbally punched her so she couldn't get a job. Well, that's the outgoing member of Otaki, the son Helen Clark never had, according to Helen Clark. That's how he described himself in the Independent. Will he be the son Helen Clark never had, looking for a job in Otaki in about 12 months' time? But this is the situation. This is the situation. Michael Cullen stands for a government. Michael Cullen stands for a government that wants to bully people, that wants to defame them, and won't make those comments outside. And he knows it. He came into this House and he was better than that. He was better than that.
Mr. Key's comment about Darren Hughes, Labour's member for Otaki, drew a protest from his boss, Michael Cullen.
Mr. Speaker, that's the second day in the row that that member has dragged members on this side's personal lives or relatives or characteristics into the debate. He did yesterday with my wife against all convention in this House. Today, again, he did it in relation to the Prime Minister. I think he needs to be reminded that there are limits on those matters, or that will come back on members opposite, and many of them are exposed in that respect.
Order, order. Order, order.
Assistant Speaker Ross Robertson then took a call from Darren Hughes.
I've never described myself in that way. It was written about me by a journalist. Members opposite have lots of things written about them that I'm sure they don't take ownership of. They've got quite a few embarrassing things, particularly in the case of the member who raised the point of order.
Thank
but to assert that I've said that about myself is not correct.
Thank you. Can I just say, no, can I just say, all members in this House are honourable members. Their word is their bond.
final word there from Assistant Speaker Ross Robertson, while honourable members continue their clause-by-clause crawl through the Electoral Finance Bill. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program was brought to you with funding from New Zealand On Air.